There he is.
Town Rutley Committee meetings for March the 5th, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nisbet.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. At this time, I'd like to ask the council to amend the agenda. We forgot to put on the agenda a variance request by River Mill Reserve, which was discussed and reported on by the planning commission. So I'd like to make that item 5B1D. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. O'Leary. Roll call vote.
What five is that?
Huh?
I see two fives.
First five.
Oh, yeah.
See, that the first one is a five, the second is a mark.
The one that has a B1 and D.
Also another five.
The one that has a B1 and D, Fish.
Fish is gone, somebody gotta take it.
Oh, we have an opening on the planning commission, by the way. All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Nisbet.
Yes.
Okay, the minutes for the meeting of February 12th are in your package if you have any corrections or comments.
I already sent Patricia an email because I noticed something on the draft that they did. Just an ING missing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said that. All right, I got a copy. Okay, we'll fix that, but make sure she fixes that by next time.
It's on here.
Oh, it's already fixed?
Yeah, it's in the paper.
All right, committee reports, Public Works Committee, I really don't have anything except to say that grass cutting in the town started a month early this year. It's really, we wide open, just like it's the summer. So it's kind of put other things on hold that we had going, like the fence out of the pond. But we're making progress, you know, winning and doing a good job. So I really don't have anything. I got some other things in my mayor's report. I guess I could cover some of them. We've pumped out the...
The seismic permit, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I was gonna just mention and tell everybody to sign it.
Okay.
But we hired a vendor, and it's in the bills, but we hired a vendor to go and suck out the Benzul and West Live Oak stations. And we got some nuts and bolts and steel plates and all. But from what they can tell, that was a good bit of material down there. It sounded like sand and stuff going through there. So we think we got a good bit of stuff out of there. It's just, it's never been done, so we thought it'd be a good idea to go in there and do it and make sure our pumps are operating properly. Other than that, I don't have much else. Anybody else? Anybody have anything? Public Works?
Went, checked out that little job, Wayne, and then we're doing the day on recharge. It looked like it's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Had a good level of work.
Oh, yeah. Must be outside. Okay, Planning and Zoning Committee, minutes on February 22nd. Discuss petition to amend the zoning map of the town of Rutley, 401 East Main Street. Mr. Aaron Daniel rezoning his property, expanding the transition zone by 100 feet. So we might have scheduled it. We should have scheduled it. But it's pretty simple. Do we have one? By the way, Mary, did we ever get, did you talk to Aaron after you talked to me about that? He still wants to just do the transition, that's it?
Transition, yeah.
So all he's doing is, all he's requesting is he has 100 feet of transition. He wants to increase it to 200. You know, the same dimension as his, I can't remember, front footage, but...
Width of the front footage and further back?
Yeah, but only the east side of it where he's gonna have his drugstore.
Let's see, I think I've got a copy of the map. It's...
92?
Parcel to be rezoned is 200 by 125. What it is...
Yeah, the 125 foot frontage is what we're doing.
Yeah, so it's actually, yeah, it's one...
The easternmost 125.
Yeah, the way it is along East Main Street, The first 100 feet is zoned B1, everything behind it is zoned R1. So he's taking the easternmost 125 feet. And doubling that.
The depth of it, yeah.
Is that presumably is where he wants to locate his stuff.
So that'd be the part abutting the post office property.
No, it's the other side.
The other side, okay.
Yeah.
The other east.
Dale, sure. The other east.
And he's talked to them and they're all in favor of it, yeah.
Dale, sure.
Yeah, they're all in favor, everybody's in favor of it, so I don't think that's an issue there. We gotta get
for transitional versus.
Because transition specifically says drugstore. I mean, it's ideal, that's the perfect zoning for a drugstore, that's why you don't build a drugstore. It actually says that in the, we got a lot of examples.
Yeah, he's not trying to change the front.
No, he's not changing.
You know, if he asked for anything else, he'd have to redo the front 100 feet too.
He's doing minimal impact to what he's got.
Absolutely. Next is discuss rezoning request. Ariel Law is requesting a rezoning of 45.05 acres Stonewall Plantation located blah, 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 town of Ruley to T&D, from residential to R1 to T&D. Now, one of these is a rezoning, one of them is what we would call the preliminary plat, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And both of them were presented to the planning commission and both of them were reported out favorably. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead.
I thought you...
Please
Lang Law, by the engineer and surveyors. I'm here to represent Ariel Laws and Company. I have Mr. Butch Blochet with me and also Drew Macy, both of Ariel Laws and Company. In front of you, you should have two different documents. One of them is going to be the general invitation plan. Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind. This is actually the rezoning report. And it's just exactly what it says. It's a general version of what we want to do. If y'all want to go through it, we can. First page is just our tab page, and then you want to go one more, Ms. Debbie, please? Is this our location map. And as you can see, on this map, we're showing where we're located at as far as the city limits of Ruley. We actually have about roughly about 25 acres of the whole 250-acre development right now is inside the city limits. And that's just what we're going to pertain to in the general, which we normally call this the GIP, just to kind of shorten it up. And this is just a general map, just to show you where we're at. We show some of the drainage features. We show some of the roadways and different things on here. If you want to move to the next page, everything you see in gray on here is actually what we're going to zone as a T&D district. You see there's two different areas that are kind of really identified a little bit heavier, and those are just some of the places where we've decided to try and start sort of the first development. Our actual first development is going to be 20 lots up at the north side of the school, which we'll get into in our SIP in just a bit.
So we'll just stop you there.
Okay.
Just to kind of orient everybody, but only the part to the north and the west of the school site is within the town limits.
That is correct. The city limits runs on the south edge of the school. If you look, there's a heavy black line that runs across there going east and west.
You have your pointer?
Oh, then we got one. Oh, let's see. There. Right there. This is the city limits. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to take my pointer.
And
that's yours.
So as you can see, like I said, this is the whole 250 acres. Now we got a couple of them going. It's kind of look like a SWAT team. If you want to go to the next page, Ms. Debbie, please. Next page is just our site inventory map, and it just tells you what we do and do not have. We do not have any wetlands, any soils are classified poorly drained or very poorly drained. We definitely do not have any solid bedrock within 42 inches of the surface. A utility unit for a high tension electrical transmission line. This is actually incorrect because we did a PowerPoint before we actually corrected them. We were first told that the power line that passes right through Brewery Oaks wasn't 69 kV. So this says everything above 69 kV, so we said no. But actually, the energy guy coming back said he had them swapped. That's a 230 kV line. And the one in the back, all the way at the west side, is a 69 kV.
The one running away from
that is correct. So this will be changed in the final document. Also too, we do not have any brownfields or steep slopes greater than 15%. The only thing greater than 15% is not even a levy, but you might be able to classify it as close. We are located close proximity to existing elementary school, existing neighborhood park and recreation area, and an established community, and all of our property is in flood zone X, which is property not subject to inundation. But we are protected by the levy system. And you wanna go to the next page? On this next page, this is our conceptual plan. We're showing, this is our 45-acre kind of that we're drilling down on right now. And these are residential blocks. This is our commercial area, which is actually gonna be known as the town center. This is existing school, and these will be the 20 lots that we're gonna talk about in the specific plan, the ballpark right here. And this is actually a kind of a drainage feature like right here. All right, and on the next page is actually our conceptual drainage. And this just shows you, we're gonna have underground drainage. This is, it says what, how we're gonna do it, how we're gonna grade it, and where we're thinking about taking the water. Since Ruby does have an ordinance, anything over 1 acre needs a pond. We do show a pond right here, but after some discussions today, we might move that pond to the north side of this road after some discussions with the school. So we'll just move over here and kind of maybe open something up for the school. On the next page, it's we discuss architectural styles. It just says architectural styles shall be consistent with the styles found in the southern parts of the United States. Well, if you go into the next pages, which is actually page 16, this is actually a rendition of what things would look like. This is actually, if you right now looking on here, you're looking, this is the school systems on this side, and this is the extension of West St. Francis, and kind of back, this would be back in the neighborhood, the town center. This is the oak that exists just to the south of the school, like right in here. There's an oak tree right here. I don't know if y'all noticed, but they just kind of cleaned it up, trimmed out some of the limbs, kind of shaped it up, and took all of the dead limbs and stuff out of it. That tree is going to be the center point of our town center. In other words, everything's going to be kind of built around that tree and kind of, you know, enhances its value to us. The next page is actually a shot of the town plan. Again, it's just an overall view of the concept that we're talking about. And these blocks are just to give you some type of scale. This is one, this is 5 acres and this is 1 acre. So I just show you about what that size would be. The next one is actually a view of the neighborhood and the town center from the cottages across the street. No, we're, oh, I'm sorry, we got back off one. Yeah. Actually, this is a preliminary plan. And so this shows you, this is Oric Street. And what we plan on doing, we plan on having a one-way in and one-way out here with a park in the middle, with a park in the rear. This would also be a park. This would be a little stub-out street off of Oric to access these lots. And we're gonna have a linear park that runs along the school. We'll have a sidewalk. And we'll have sidewalks all the way around. You'll see we, on one of the last pages, we have a sidewalk scan, a sidewalk page on that. We'll show you how the sidewalks do. These are our 20 lots. I got it right this time. I was stuck on 19 before. And so this is kind of just an actual copy of our preliminary plan. We'll go to the next one. And then this one is actually the one I was talking about. This is actually the site. You're looking in from the cottages across the street into the town center. And as you can see, this town center with the oak tree in the back. And these are some of the houses across the street. And this would be a water feature in a future development here. Then on the next one, this is actually, you're at the intersection again, looking from the school. This is the oak tree, town center. These are the cottages across the street you were just standing in front of. This is the sidewalk that would run in front of the school. We're kind of actually looking from the corner of the school towards the south. Then on our next page is actually the view from Choctaw Road. This is kind of a revamped version of, this is the town center, revamped version of the school. Steve has some ideas of maybe changing the entrance to the school onto whatever extension we have with West St. Francis, kind of clean up some of that traffic off of South Below and give them a different way in and different way out, and maybe be able to take the traffic out to both red lights instead of everybody exiting on West St. Francis and trying to fight that one red light. And then on the next page, this is our tree, and this is looking north from the tree back toward the school. And you know, just kind of a, it'll be a little park in here, and actually show some school kids out here right now in the park, having a class. This is the school in the back, and this is the town center. And then on the next page, is an aerial view of the whole site. This is the school, and this would be the town center, and this would be West St. Francis running. And it's just kind of to give you an aerial perspective. And then I think that should do it. And then this is our written report. Now, in our written report, we try and answer just a few questions about, what our concept is, what we plan on doing. And then there's a written, that meets the bounds, actually a written description of the property. That's for Mr. Tom's use, so he can make sure we're rezoning the correct piece of property. And that will actually be the document that rezones that piece of property.
When we say 4505 acres, we really mean 3.46.
In
the town of Ruby.
Well, yeah, in the town of Ruby, you're actually going to do, I got a new document for him that's going to actually break it down. I made this for him. It's 25 acres inside the town of Ruby that will be in the first chip. It's only going to be
25.
Right, it's only going to wipe back up a couple of
west.
Why?
Including that in the city.
Yeah, but that's not being ruled.
No, keep going. Up, maybe like the third or fourth slide, I think it was. The one with the big gray area on it. Go back to. Actually, in here, man, this part will be everything, this little shape right here.
Yeah, okay.
And that's 25 acres?
It's a little bit over 25. That is correct. And then the rest, then there's 219 odd acres in the pack.
All right.
Okay.
That's 25 basically going to about the end of Ori?
No, this is the first cross street on Ori right here.
Okay.
You see that little cross
street? The whole piece of Canefield is 25.
All the way up to that piece.
Right.
If you go all the way to back of Ori, shoot, we got like
that's right, man.
75 to 100. I think that whole cut's about 100.
Basically to the back end of Ori is what you're talking about.
End of town.
Right, boy.
Not in this phase.
Show me on that map.
We're talking about going to about right here.
That's 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
This piece is 25.
Up twice as far from the intersection.
So not even halfway over it.
Oh no, not even close.
Okay.
Oh yeah, much.
If the council approves whatever they've been asked to approve, is that approving the whole area in there or just the part that's already got a preliminary plat part of it?
Well,
or is that subdivided?
You would rezone this piece here, this 25 acres into a T&D district.
Not the rezoning, the preliminary plat or whatever it is.
Oh, the preliminary plat, you're only gonna do these 20 lots.
Okay, good. That's fine.
And you'll see that when we get into specific. And I think,
I don't know what modern day architecture says, but I can assure you, when you start talking about cutting that street through the Ori, there's gonna be a war. There's gonna be a war in here. I ain't lying. They people bring guns with them.
Well, and we opened man to show them that they would have another out. This road would be extended out. You know, you'll have another out to this road. You'll also have another out to chop them off because we own property.
Understand.
We can talk them into it, man.
Understand. I'm just telling you. Understand.
Been there, done that.
It ain't gonna happen.
Bring your helmet.
Yes.
Do y'all want to just go on to the SIP? You want to go ahead and go into the SIP now?
Okay. Yeah, this is just a committee meeting. We're not voting anyway. So.
Okay. I'll give Ms. Debbie a chance to catch up.
Looks like I saw Christmas trees.
And it's just this title page, and then it's the same location map. We didn't change anything on it. And then the next page, which is the site inventory analysis, is the same thing. Everything stays the same. Then on the next page, we give you a little bit different version of, we start showing common open space, mixed residential, neighborhood center, and your future development. And we have a green space table here. that breaks down the green space that we have to have, that we're required to have by the ordinance, and tells you exactly how much we have. The ordinance requires that your total gross area, which this is 45 acres, you have to have 20% of it in green space, which is 9.02 acres. And of that 20, of that 9 acres, you have to have at least 25% of that has to be parks. Well, our total parks inside of this area is 9.58 acres. So we actually covered our green space with just a park, with the parks, because that, this is a big park right here where we're gonna store the water and have a water feature. And then this is a park here, and then you have one in front of town center. Also, you have these two or three right here in front. But if we go to the next page, we'll actually just show you, this is the meets and bounds for what we're asking. This is for Mr. Tom again. This is actually the Word document that lays out the actual 3.467 acres. And then on the next page is the common open space. Everything you see in this green looking color is a common open space and is available to public use. That includes the road and any landscaping along the roads, but you're only allowed to use 20% of that total area towards your green space. So, in other words, they didn't want you to go out there and put all your green space in the roads. You have to have these parks, which are available to the public use. And, you know, these will be green areas, landscaped, and you know, we'll have a landscape architect do this. And then this is, like I said, there's a small linear park with a sidewalk that runs along the school here. That's gonna be connected throughout a whole system to get us in and around and have access to the school.
So that is only, the green and the purple is only 3.4 acres?
3.46 acres.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, we move to the next one. And then this is just a version of our conceptual water plan. Shows how we're gonna take out our water. And then, like I said, this pond is shown here right now, but it's actually gonna move to right in here. So that we can, like I said, we wanna leave the access to the back of the school at this time. The next page is actually utility plan. And on here we show our proposed drainage. And if you look really good, you can see it. We show the sewer water, water lines that run along here. And we have our sewer lines that run along our main streets. This is our below surface drainage. Everything's gonna end up, we're gonna end up taking everything, all of our water's coming and going out of this pond. We, like I said, we're even gonna have to take part of this guy's water off of the first lot, off of Ori, because the way the culverts are designed, I don't think these are big enough, and we just can't cut him off. So what we'll do is we'll take from over here and make a bigger culvert and redirect it into our pond.
So everything's gonna be subsurface going to the pond?
Everything's subsurface all the way to the pond. That is correct, yes.
No mosquito farm.
Okay, you wanna move on to the next one? This is the written report. It's virtually the same thing. It just kind of identifies some of the things that we're looking at and what we're basing our design off of, which is actually based upon urban design. And the meat part of this is down inside of here, which actually talks about the conditions, the covenants, and the restrictions, which is known as the CCR. Then the next page is just a carryover. Then the next page, this is actually a street cross section. This shows you how the streets are going to be laid out and you know how the parking and some of the landscaping will be done on the streets. This gives you a view down the road. This gives you an actual overhead view. And so how parking will be designated on the streets. Then on the next page, here's just another one. It's a couple of different streets. Same thing. Then on the third page, this is actually alley parking. And this shows you how you will be, it's gonna be made inside the code on how you're gonna have your garage set up so that you can have parking in the rear and how you cannot park in the alley and how you can stack up cars in here. And you know, at first, in River Ranch, it was a kind of a problem with their parking because they didn't have this concept. Steve went back and redesigned his code so that you could actually have this the way you could park four cars out the alley. He actually has two in here. I think that's being a little optimistic. I know my truck wouldn't make it in there, but some of these smaller cars could make it in here. But he did this, but we had already redesigned our T-section in the alley. because we'd already talked to Rick Boudreau and some of the other firemen and some of the firemen in Baton Rouge, and they were saying that they couldn't make these turns. So they came in and they beefed up these corners on his. We'd already did this to ours. We actually made our concrete 12 feet wide, and we already put some subsurface corners in here. When you look at it, you really don't, you can't tell, but the firemen know that they can get up in there and run over those things and not have a problem. And then depending on the length of your alleys, the distance from your fire hydrant, you have to have pads set up inside your alleys every so often that are 12 inches thick to where the fire truck can stop on them. They'll be color-coded. Firemen know what that means. They know where to park their trucks, and they can drop their legs down and level off their trucks. So it kind of becomes, you have to have a lot of input from a lot of people to make this happen. And then on the next page is just some of the different details we have and what our curb types are. You really do not see this type of curb anymore, this rollover curb, because what happens is if you leave this curb on a street that's a park street, they park in the grass. So we ended up putting these barrier curbs. We'll have to extend them up a little bit higher and keep them off the grass, keep them off the landscaping. So that's kind of changed. And he's just laying out some visibility triangles. So, and shows again the emergency radiuses for the fire trucks and the buses. We have a little less trouble from the bus drivers as we do from the fire. Bus drivers, they gonna go. She just gonna hope that bus gonna make that turn. Right? The firemen, we have a little bit more trouble from. Then on the next page, everything you see that's in this dark color, this is actually it was red, but it didn't come out too good on the scan for it, or sidewalks. So this is our connectivity between the two. And actually there's a sidewalk that runs back along through here along the back of the school in this phase and connects everything together. Everything in this whole 250 acres that you were shown at the end when it's built out, you'll be able to leave your home and walk everywhere on a sidewalk. You'll be able to go to every feature in here on a sidewalk. And then on our next page is actually, this is a 5-minute zone from here, from the dead center. If you left out of here, this is actually the 10-minute one. You can walk 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is how far you can walk. This is actually all the way up to, this is Cottonwood Bank here, and Brulee Oaks, the Oak Shopping Center here and stuff. And then we did have a 5-minute one. Maybe we didn't, huh, Ms. Debbie? We didn't have one. Y'all have a 5-minute one. It's actually the first page y'all looking at. And as you can see, it's only 5 minutes. The 5-minute one is like right in here to get around. And that's very important because it's actually mandated inside the code that, you know, everything has to be within a walking distance of each other. And as the man said a little while ago, this is what you're voting on right here. This is the preliminary plat. This is actually what you're going to vote on. This actually shows our lots, gives the dimensions, the sizes, these dark areas. Everything in the dark is public, open, green space. So this is the meat and potatoes. This is where we work to get to right here, is this map.
I got a couple of questions.
First, yes, sir.
The roads that are in there, that U-turn road and that other road, are they going to be dedicated to and accepted by the town, or are they going to remain private?
And I think we got either option. I think we'll probably have to sit down with y'all and discuss that and see how y'all want to do it. Two different ways to do it, man. You can do it. You do just the roads, and then you still have the landscaping, which is a maintenance issue that stays with the developer.
In a normal subdivision, you have a standard that you go by for the road, the base and the wearing course.
We still meet y'all standards, no matter whether we keep them or not. We still meet your standards.
Yeah. So,
because you never know when it will be turned over or if somebody would want to turn it over.
We have the gated community back there where it's not dedicated to town use, but that's pretty much your choice, I guess. I just didn't want to know.
No, we'll still meet your standards. I will actually have the solve that done.
Also.
All right, second question is, I got a letter from the water board that said there's plenty enough water, but they had an issue about the width of the right-of-way and that you and Turf and Richard will get together on that.
We
don't have to decide it right now. Just
we've been playing phone tag and Turf and I actually have been meeting all week. I don't know why he didn't bring this up, but we had discussed this before when we were looking at Riverview, and we had answered all his questions. Well, given a 15-foot surge is not a problem because we usually put all the water back here in these alleys, So we got more than enough room. We're trying to keep the water and sewer separate, so we get the sewer up on the main roads and get the water up in alleys in the back. And it makes better for us for fire hydrants.
Well, I guess my point is that we don't need to solve that here, that's between you and the water.
I'll get it, yeah, man, the turf and I will work that out, it's not a problem.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a fence presently around the school property, do y'all plan to maybe enhance that, put a different kind of fence? Or y'all thought about that at all?
We haven't even thought about that yet.
And just to let you know, the houses that will be along this fence will be mandated to have, they're gonna have a brick wall of their own.
Okay.
So it's not even a courtyard or a, any type of fencing, they will have a brick fence that stands 8 to 10 foot tall.
And when you get to the other part, you know, where the back of the school faces, which y'all gonna do eventually, then y'all might have to consider, unless you had that same scenario with those having a brick wall.
Yes, ma'am, that, they will all be mandated that way. And even these houses, if you see a house that sits on a corner, like this house right here, the front of the house will face this street, but this side is mandated on how it can look and what they have to have, and it's usually a brick wall. It's usually a brick wall with some type of vegetation that grows on it to kind of give it an appearance. They do let them put those little holes in them and, you know, those type of things, decorative stuff like that. Yes, sir, Mr. Don?
The dead end street, I know you don't show a turnaround or a T at the end of it because you're gonna project it on in the future or your plans. But temporarily, if I owned lot number 20 or 19 and the public drives down there, how are they gonna turn around and get back out? Are they gonna back out all the way to Ori?
Well, there will be public parking on the street at that point. This is an alley. That's how this house will access it from the rear. This is where there's actually a double alley that meets right here. So this is where they will actually access the house. Anybody coming in here will have to, we may have to put a temporary turnaround on there or something. We'll have to look at it and see. But, you know, I mean, we may just dice in some limestone or put a little temporary turnaround.
Yeah, I think you need something.
Yeah, you have to have a turnaround for
this. Because if I owned those last two, and people kept turning around, back and around, you know.
Is that another one of those brick walls, or is that going to be open?
Where at?
Between there and the road he's talking about.
Here? That's green space. That'll be.
So this is all green space.
Yes,
so
sir.
Somebody will back up in here to turn around and leave.
Well, they got to get over that curb. Yeah, I'm not going to say they're not going to do it, but we can put a little temporary turnaround with some limestone.
We got one in the Orleans Quarter that we have to be right here.
When I bought a house in Ruby Oaks, it was the last house, and it was a dead end at the time, and I've never had more cars coming in and out of my driveway, and that's what they did, pulling the driveway.
Yeah. I live on a side street that's only about 100 feet long, and I get about 10 a day in my yard. But yeah, we can do that. We'll just put a little temporary.
There you go.
There's something we can scoop up.
Whoever's going to maintain the roadways is going to maintain the alleys also.
Alleys are always private.
Okay.
When alleys stay private, they're going to be maintenance and everything of the alleys will be done by the association forever.
Okay.
You talking about all of this green stuff along the roads here? You said that was green, right?
Where they can access with their car up the alley.
Yeah, like through here, this is an alley right here, this is an alley here, this is an alley.
Right. This is a road, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And this is green stuff on both sides?
Right, that's correct.
Who's going to maintain that green stuff?
It's going to be part of the association fees.
Alright.
Unless you want to do it, let's see what you want to do.
What's the timeline? This is out of 250 acres, this is 3.5 acres. What's the timeline on getting the town center up and running, and where these people that walk a distance to get their coffee in the morning, right now they're gonna be going to Bruley Grocery.
Okay.
I assume what's the timeline on getting them people in the town center?
The best way I can say it is, it's like we're putting our toes in the water and we're trying to feel and see what the temperature is. It depends on how fast this goes and what sells out. I'll be honest with you, I was really surprised at the last meeting. You had a few little young couples in here, and one of the guys said that he would fill up 10 of the lots tomorrow with him and his friends. So, you know, and that's kind of what we're looking for, because this school is your selling point. It's K to 2 now, hopefully K to 5 in the future, you know, and stuff. And, you know, if you get a young family in here, that their child, the mama and the daddy or whatever, can walk the child to school and pick them up in the afternoon right at that fence, I know I would love that. And actually, what you probably end up seeing is the parents on one street, the grandparents on the other street, and the kid going to the school, and, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, when we go to River Ranch.
Rosie, you could buy one, and you could put Emily right next to you. You and her would bond every day, right? You and Emily, y'all would kiss each other on the bench and stuff. Oh, I'd love to have the peanuts and Coke concessions for that. It'd be a fight you could.
You're telling us about the world peace to the north, but you know, understanding you're gonna move from west. You know, the stuff that's not in Berlin right now, say, the peace.
That, okay.
Are y'all proceeding with that in Paris right now to put stuff there?
We go.
At the same time, y'all build the stuff that's not actually being moved?
Actually, right now, we're going in front of the Paris Planning Commission tomorrow night. We were delayed a little bit. We actually went in front of them a couple of weeks ago, but due to a snafu in the date in the paper, we had to take an extra time. We're only getting the JIP approved through them, which is the whole 250 acres. Because at this point, it depends on, like I said, depends on what goes on here, where we go next. You know, the little guy we talked to, they want these lots in this curve. He said, we got 10 of us want these lots right here, you know. And so it just depends. I mean, it depends on how fast these 20 sell.
You go to the parish and they say, man, y'all crazy. We ain't doing that.
We'll just extend out through what you call it?
Are you coming back to us to annex?
That's just the butcher's choice.
We thought about it.
In agreement to proceed with.
Just reminding you something, Tom, regardless of the results of this meeting and everything else, I need for you to call the people who hold our bonds for the sewer system. It's my recollection is a few years ago, Sonic asked us if they could connect to our sewer system. They're right outside the city limits right here. And I think I remember Bruce Barlow saying our bondholder won't allow anybody to use the system except citizens of the town of Bruce. And we need to know if that really is my recollection. I guess, you know, we'll need to know that answer eventually. Does anybody who's adjacent to the town have to be in the town in order to tap into our system?
We didn't let them. Because
we couldn't.
So you can't touch it a fee for service.
That's correct.
You get a service for fee.
Service for fee.
Can't do it.
You know for sure already?
Oh, I know. That's what they told you though?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know.
And it sort of makes sense, you know, because if you start to use a service and in the middle of town somebody wanted to develop and you said, oh, our pond is not big enough, you know, we got problems, you know, it makes sense that would be their stance, but I want somebody like you to tell us that that's their official stance. I don't know, Bruce retired, and I don't know who's the person now. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't know who the new person is.
I don't know
who
retired.
Yeah. We need to figure that out.
She
has it. Okay. I'm glad somebody said that. I hadn't thought of that.
Because as I recall, the system was designed based on the incorporated limits of Bruley at
that's
the
correct.
Time,
that's
and all
correct.
The sizing was done.
That's correct.
Treatment. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually kind of lucky because we can grab it feet from where we are. Yeah. We can actually grab it feet into the manhole right there in the
kind of lucky. No, that little six of it at
you get to step to the plate and swing twice.
you're kind of in a good position. Me personally, no matter how it ever goes, you know, I'd rather be person deciding all of it.
Right.
Than arguing with the parish on what y'all been doing, y'all in, and what we're going to do in the town.
Yes.
Personally, I trust the people I serve with.
Way more than I trust the people I don't serve with.
I trust him. Still getting used to my new wingman.
Did you learn all of the foot signals?
I ain't got that nickname for you.
You learned all the foot signals?
You got all that. I'm at a little clinic.
You need to go to a sporting goods store and buy some.
Go to the baseball.
Any comments from the audience or our council, anybody? It's open to forum, hold on.
Other than that, like I said, the planning and zoning, the annexation should come before you start developing. On the parish side, if you're gonna annex, do it before you start, because they changed the ordinance from the parish to the rural, town of rural a little bit.
All right. Anybody else? All right, Mr. Cleese, it'll be on the agenda for, well, it won't be, Tom, this won't be, we can't put this on the agenda until next month, right? We had three advertising garbage.
It can be introduced next meeting. That will bring it for a vote of the council in May. It will come before the April Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
I thought it was introduced already.
I did too.
It's the number of advertisements between the planning commission and the actual vote.
Let me restart. We can vote on it, y'all can vote on it next meeting.
I would prefer that.
I was sitting here thinking about it every day.
I'm not gonna be in May at all.
Yeah.
It was Saskatchewan, can't even hold on.
We have to introduce Aaron Daniels next Monday, and that'll be voted on in May.
We got a note.
Frame.
Yeah.
And just wanna give y'all heads up, I think y'all have a thing in y'all package. We are taking a trip next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna leave here from the parking lot about 9:00. I just kinda need a head count in the next couple of days, so I know what size vehicle I need to take everybody. We're gonna go to River Ranch, Youngsville, and the Old Town Mill, which Old Town Mill is actually a T&E without any commercial. So you'll get to see what one like that looks like.
Who had expressed, me, Rosa?
Travassos is going. Rhonda says she wanted to go, but she hasn't confirmed yet.
Who's that?
Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda, okay.
And if I remember correctly, Cletus?
What, Rosa?
I said, if I remember correctly, didn't some of the planning and zoning members from the parish?
I think we'll have a couple of those with us also. And also, I think the two new council members, Ms. Fair and I can't remember the other guy's name, they wanna go because they weren't part of the council the last time. So they both expressed an interest.
All right, let's do this. Today's Monday, why don't you call Debbie? And Debbie will be the keeper of the Brule people who are going this. And then you can deal with the parish or anybody else and all that. We want to do that. And let's just say, let her know by Wednesday, and, you know, if you wanna go. And Tom, I guess you're gonna have to tell us what to do if three council members wanna go. I mean, we ain't gonna do a city bus.
How many buses you got?
We probably just got one, but I tell you what we did the last time.
But if you get on the bus, I mean, if you stand all together, I mean.
I tell you what we did the last time, and we kinda just stood there and gave a speech at the beginning about, we're not discussing this, you know, and we're here just for information purposes only and to look at it. This doesn't constitute a meeting, and that, you know, at no time will we hold any kind of discussions based upon vote. And we kinda passed that in front of Lou Dele, he kinda actually wrote down what I had to say.
You put a piece of paper out there, just whatever, just tell us how to get out of that. If we, more than likely, we have at least three councils.
You won't be able to talk, I'm gonna be doing all the talking.
Well, that's a fact.
Steve will be with us.
Email me.
We can do like George Grace.
And then can we schedule?
Ed Ziegler.
Can we schedule a one-on-one? Can we schedule a one-on-one if we can't make it to you?
Yeah, just let me know and I'll be glad to start going, not a problem.
I don't think I've.
Thank you, please.
Because we can just go, we can jump in my truck and run over there.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
By the way, do you do business with the city of St. Gabriel?
No, not at all.
Because he was noting there was some engineers that he was paying off, I didn't know. Well, he didn't say who they were, but whatever.
We're not getting into that.
You're funny, and they knew my name.
Let me point you like this, I'd like to be excused right now because I'm going to a city of Newell's meeting.
Oh.
Because I'm trying to get in there because I'm trying to get that engineering, and I'll just let that stand like it goes.
Wasn't that May involved with?
Yeah, he was.
He was a farmer there.
No, he was, yeah, he, at his trial, he said he was paid off money.
I'm trying to get my engineering firm into there now.
Roy.
Be careful.
Where you been, man? I mean, you supposed to be paying us off and all, what the hell? We gotta bring your road over there, you're like PEC junior. All right, the item that we added to the agenda was a variance request, room meal reserve, zero lot line development. Making it very simple, they're asking for a variance. As y'all know, we give variances every now and then to people who want to build a fence on a drainage servitude. And we have this variance that says, if we ever need to get in there, we'll take the fence apart, and you'll put it back at your own cost. What they want to do is the east side of their development, they want to get one variance for all of that. So if people want to build a fence to divide the view from their place to that, to those trash cans behind the shopping center, then they can go ahead and build a fence without having to come individually. Actually, it saves us the trouble because we have to do it 10 times.
It'll be the same fence all the way. I mean, it won't go heights and different materials and all.
You know, nobody asked that.
Wood, tin.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't specify other people's fences.
They asked.
So that was individuals.
I mean, that's really an aesthetic thing on their part. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to the town. We don't have anything in our ordinance that would, that would give us the ability to dictate a fence.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
The only thing that we have done with respect to fences in our variances that we've granted, for example, on those quarters, Gleason Street, those areas, is to require that there be sufficient clearance at the bottom so that ground water can drain, rainwater can drain off. So that they will not obstruct the drainage at the bottom of the fence.
Yeah, well, we need to. We told them, and they don't have a problem signing the exact same agreement as we've done with everybody else.
But aesthetically, we don't have anything on which to base a, plan or requirement.
And it really won't be in view of the public because it's going to be behind those
the back doors. Those stores where they get their deliveries.
Do we have an ordinance on what time in the morning they can dump them dumpsters back down? Because sometimes they.
No, we do have an ordinance in the contract. In the contract with Allied, they're not supposed to dump anything out before 6 a.m.
But they in there before 6.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not sure. Those are probably individual contracts. Those are probably not contracts with Allied left for the parish. Because I know we have to have an individual contract for them to dump our dumpster. We pay them directly instead of through the parish. So the parish's contract says 6. I'm pretty sure of that. Either 6 or 7, but I think it's 6. Any further discussion on that? That'll be on agenda 2. All right. Item 5, first 5, A, B, C, 2. Okay. All right. Top 3 derelict buildings. There's been not a lot of activity, but it's been good activity. The one change up here is the house on Main Street. The owners of the house decided, after us coming very close to doing it ourselves, that they would tear the house down themselves, and it's about halfway down right now. So it's a family project. It's going to take a little while, but they're working on it. They finally got settle all the family issues, so that's how they will work on it. Now that's going to go away. I'm going to move that down to the in progress later on. This house here, the young gentleman that lives there came to see me and came with his girlfriend, and he swears on a stack of Bibles that he's working on the inside of the house. Miss Juanita Bico actually owns the house, and he's renting it from him. He's a grandson. And he promises me we will notice progress on the outside of the house in the next month or so. And he's, I'm taking him on his word for now, and we'll see what happens. But I did make contact with him, and we'll see. Now, I don't have any other houses up there because every other one that I know of has got people living in it, and I'm not prepared at this point to run somebody out of the house who has no means to do anything about it. This guy here, the one at this house, I have reason to believe he has means to do better, so I went ahead and contacted him. But if y'all know of any that you think need to be on the list, put them.
Did I think we started to talk about it, but it's Precious Wood House. Yeah, that's a different piece of property,
No, it's the same piece of property with two houses on it. It shouldn't be in the first place. I need to call Victor and tell Victor that, hint to him that he really ought to voluntarily tear that one down too. Because as long as that house is there, they'll never be able to do anything with the property because you can't have two residences on the same piece of property. So the, and the house, as I understand, is abandoned. It is not one of the ones, it is not the one that we identified in our letters and all that, the long process we gotta go through. So I do need to call Victor and talk to him about that. Explain to him, I don't wanna sound like I'm trying to push him around, but I think it's his own best interest to go ahead and do that. They wanna fix that house up, it's a non-conforming use, it can stay there, you know, so we'll see. Anybody?
How long can it stay vacant and stay non-conforming?
Indefinitely. There's no time limit that I'm aware of.
The house that's on the corner of West Main and Anita Street.
Yeah.
Green one?
Yeah.
With the blue roof? Partially blue now?
Oh, it's wild.
That's one of the ones, Carol, that I've been struggling with for months and months. With people living in the house, I don't know what to do about that. I mean, we could write them a letter, go inspect it and all that and say, fix it or else, and they'll say, I'll take or else, and then what do we do? Tear a house down with 10 people living in it? I'm not ready to do that.
Where they haul lumber and they put it underneath the carport, I guess you want carport, and then that was it. So at one time, they was thinking of repairing it again.
Yeah.
It was a kind of new vehicle.
My inroad there has always been Warren Lejeune, that's his, all his people, and he talks to them every night, and he's just as frustrated as we are, because, you know, he's frustrated. But, you know, he can't do nothing either. So I know it's not a good answer, but that's the only one I have. Good answer. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Any building which does not conform to its current zoning shall not be reestablished after discontinuance for 6 months.
I need to tell him that too.
So you can't go back to.
What section is that?
That's section 1925.
Thank you.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long since they moved out. They had one of their relatives was living.
Wait until at least 6 months go by before you warn them.
Well, I do know that Energy does it with electricity. After 12 months of no one living in a house, they will not turn the power back on until it gets completely inspected, up to code, everything. And the gas, they had it at 3 months, but now it's back to 6 months again.
Well, I'm gonna just call him and talk to him about it. You know, his daddy's involved, and you know, I'm gonna talk to him about it. You know, I'm gonna just play it by ear.
Once he tears down one of the houses, it then becomes a conforming use, right?
For that, the remaining.
For that part of it, the part that's a residence.
So the non-conforming.
No, but I think isn't that along that road zoned something else? Where's that zoning at?
How far back?
Along Main Street, oh, it's.
West.
About four, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet, all right.
That is, so it's West Main, that is zoned R2, I think. No, wait a minute.
R2.
Or front part.
Wait a minute.
And don't go all the way back there.
You ever think about changing your glasses?
Is this before or after the street that leads to Benzoo? What's the street?
Oh, it's way up there by Peanuts.
Okay, well, that's all R1.
All R1? Okay, well, it is conforming.
Conforming once you tear down one.
Yeah, it's conforming.
Which means the non-conforming would not apply.
That's right. That's fact. Okay. Never going to worry about that. All right. Finance Committee reviewed February bills.
What you got on that CD? That $100,000 CD.
That's pretty good.
You almost had to fight for that.
Yeah. We, I was making graphs today, and the graph of interest that we're supposed to get is here, and what we actually get in here, and we lowered it way down too. My expectations went down, and it's even worse than my expectations. All right, well, we'll just go in, oh, February bill, that's right, okay. What y'all got, any questions?
Got to be a lot of car repair in there.
Yes, sir.
Car repair, wake up, man. I noticed that'd been real interesting for you.
I can't vote, so I...
What is B6, and which car is B10?
B10 is the, it's one of the four that we bought at one time, number...
That's a Crown Vic?
Crown Vic.
That's B10, you say?
Mm-hmm, Ruby, yeah.
And the B6, is that station wagon?
No, no, Ruby 6 is the Crown Vic.
Both of them are Crown Vic.
Ruby 5's a Crown Vic. We ain't spent no money on the Magnum, because then it hadn't been driven that much, you know.
So if we drive, we'll probably spend money on it.
Oh, yeah, I would think.
You don't know where we at on information on our lease, huh?
Last time I heard, Chief and the mayor were supposed to be talking about it.
The mayor sent a request to LMA, for the municipalities, if they...
I sent out a question about other people that are leasing, and what their feedback is. I just said today, I just got one back. It didn't give me much information, so I'm hoping to get more.
They forwarded it statewide, right?
Every municipality.
I think the last I heard was that if you lease them, they take care of all your maintenance, except like a blow-up motor or something that we call. But all the stuff that's happening, that's just age, you know, like air conditioner.
Yeah, we take care of some things.
Yeah.
That's why I want to know other people's experience, so they can tell us what they really think.
Yeah, right. I don't know any police departments rent for leasing any vehicles.
Yeah, well, they had a list of them.
I would imagine there would be many.
You know?
They have a list of them, like half a dozen that people are getting.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't have no name brand wiper blades, the chief bought $22.94, huh?
They're good.
Because he has the same truck I have, and I get them for like $10.
Yeah, but you put them on yourself. That's labor, you got labor, it's probably car care.
I'm just curious, you know, $42 is more expensive than what the one is.
Yeah.
I don't know who you would have bought them at, either.
I don't know either.
I know he got the big one.
Yeah, I know, I got the same truck.
Like you got, I don't know about...
But anyway.
Unless that's buying them, or if they had somebody install them, I mean...
Jeez. I do my own preventative maintenance, and I guarantee you I can make a fortune at these prices, change oil changes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't really counted oil changes, I've been counting them, you know, good guys.
That's going to drive us into leases.
What was that Crown Vic that had the transmission?
2007.
2007.
All over 2007. I don't know if this means anything, but if we got new cars tomorrow, we need to keep the one that had the transmission, got a 3-year warranty on it.
Yeah, and keep it for 3 years.
Keep that, you know, keep it.
And February was the last month of our service master contract for the cleaning.
All right, let's go to investment report. Still got $1.4 million in the bank almost. Any questions, comments? All right, we'll move on. Personnel committee, I was supposed to say something last month, but I forgot, or I didn't put it right down, or I was asleep or whatever. Our ordinance says that when a person has worked for the town for 20 years or more, and they're over a certain age, that they can continue on the town's insurance program, health insurance program. One of the conditions is that it has to be continuous, it can be, it has to be unbroken. The only employee, the one who was actually written for, Butch Leger, quit 2-3 years ago, and he stayed on our program, but he got to be Medicare age, and he decided to take a program that's other than the town's Blue Cross program. At his option, he decided to do that. So to make sure that the town, that the ordinance was followed, Debbie and the people at Blue Cross and a lot of other people met with him, made sure that he understood everything that he was deciding, and he chose at, by his own free will, to get off of our program and get on the other. To make sure that that was documented, Tom wrote a letter to him stating what I just said in more in detail with attachments and everything else, to make sure that he understood that he was breaking his continuous service and he would not have insurance available to town. He understands that, he seems to be good with that, it's okay, but I just want everybody to be aware that it was his choice, not ours. We're following the ordinance, and so we now have one less person on our insurance.
This was very recent.
Like a January issue. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, there's no issue. I mean, I was supposed to cover it last month, and I didn't. I forgot. I just lost. I stumbled across it today, and I had it in my folder of things for the mayor's report, and I figured I better say that in public.
You had that copy of the letter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gave you all that. Well, I want to make everyone aware. Recreation, I don't know of anything. I know it's sports season's over for the high school. Did very well.
Baseball, right?
Yeah.
That's what's going on there, Lee. Softball.
Okay. Police committee, APS update, I have that. In fact, Debbie knows better than me. Lorena with Infinity Edge has been here and working, and she's very, very close, if not there, to getting the books, the electronic ticket books going. So I expect in a very short time we'll be moving in that direction.
We're writing them right now.
You are?
Yeah.
As of when?
As of today.
As of today. Do you have any problems that you know? Working good? All right, that's good. We ought to be able to read the names now. You know, this is late in the game to be asking that, but does the officer have to write on the phone number of the person that they stopped?
Yeah, you got to type it in.
Punch it in? We need to do that then.
I've been over them. I still do it. Some people won't give it, some people
I swear. No, if y'all need a training class on how to get a phone number, I'll get my wife to do an in-service, because she used to get a phone number when she was in the ER.
Yeah.
People would say, I don't have a phone. Oh, yeah, you have a phone. Yeah. Get your cell phone out your purse and let me see it.
Right.
And call. I want you to call me so that I'll see what the number is. You can't lie to me. You know?
I told them to tell them that if something ever changed on the court, they wouldn't get a hold of them without them wondering.
Without us having to issue a warrant for their arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to write a call right away.
Give me a phone number that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
we can either go to jail.
We take it to jail for resisting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an option.
I mean, the numbers don't lie. It's a call.
She's
hitting over 50%.
Right.
Or let's call you that. Who's the word?
I'm passing through Brewley today.
He has a special talent.
So Curtis has a little inflection in her voice that gets people scared.
Well, that's all right. Good, bad.
I'm good with it. She says they don't make enough money. I already talked to her about it. I'm serious. I did. I said, would you like to be a policeman? He said, no, I don't make enough money. All right. Governmental affairs. I don't know anything. Got anything?
No, except Tree City. I never know where to talk about Tree City.
Talk now.
We received notification that we had been certified for being a Tree City for 2011. We'll get our materials in the next month. So.
All right. Other matters, I don't know of any. Mayor's report, I have a few things. Ms. Bourgeois and I, for sure, and maybe others, read at the Dr. Seuss Day last week. And everybody ought to do that. That's fun. That's a coup, man. The flag cabinet is installed in the front, and we've had, what, a dozen maybe people come in and sign up. Word's getting out, keep the word getting out. We need people to sign up.
Put it on the guest.
Yeah. All right, Orleans West engineers met with Shane and myself and some residents of Orleans Quarters and the drainage plant, and Ted Devane with Owen and White, and they went back to the drawing board to come back with another try at the drainage studies, didn't understand.
Yeah. What happened today, review was done today and sent back to them with minor comments.
Okay.
So you ought to be getting something turned around back.
Okay, well, good. Good, that'd be good. Eric and Wayne are now certified pesticide applicators. They went to school and got a certificate for that. We, based on Mr. Abear's concern, we got a guy, we went out for prices, and we got a guy who, he loved the oak tree so much he hugged it. But he got the dead branches out of it and trimmed the fungus and fertilized it, so he went way out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like squirrels.
We had a local vendor who swore to be damned that the lowest price he'd give us was $2,400. This guy did it for $850.
Go on.
$50?
He's a guy in Baton Rouge, like
$850.
He's like the gun, he's like when the city of Baton Rouge hires him a lot. He's
an offer.
Oh yeah, he does that all the time. But he did. He said, Wayne told me, he said, the guy was so excited about that tree, he hugged the tree. I said, no, that's liking you.
You know, I'm not sure that Sinclair didn't hire him to go and do that.
Clean this too.
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name.
I think I saw him over there also.
Was he one that leaves the chainsaw running on his side while he's climbing?
Oh my God.
That's what they did on my property in Baton Rouge. I had a bunch of oak trees, and I get them. The canopy raised a little bit about once every other year. They climb the trees with a chainsaw hanging on each side, running. And they get to a spot and they swing it.
I had a really tall pecan tree that lightning hit and it died. And I watched a guy cut that thing down. I told him, I said, Bud, you don't have to worry about me taking your job. Boy, they hang with ropes and all that. Oh, Lord. Anyway, Tom Bolden, our architect, met with Jamie and myself and Wayne, and we made some adjustments to the original drawing for the police station. Our next effort is going to be to gather all of our elected officials in one place at one time and try to make sure that they understand that we need the rest of that police station funded in the next session. So we'll see. But it's, you know, the drawings are going along okay. I've spent most of my time the last 2 weeks being deeply involved in the fire sales tax discussion. And to make a very, very long story very short, we eventually got a report from the police, the fire chiefs, on what they think are the things that a tax distribution ought to be made based on, you know, land area and, you know, square footage and call outs and things like that. We got a report from them, and myself and the two other mayors, P.B. Berthelot and Gary Spillman, are meeting in my office tomorrow, and we're going to start the process of actually trying to come to some kind of a resolution to this issue, and hopefully we can do that without getting ugly. Ladies of Pearl had their parade. However, it seems that the Ladies of Pearl and everybody in that direction is all mad at me and the town and everything else because we imposed a potential $2,500 deposit. So they allege that that's why they changed the route. I tried to get hold of Anatole Vincent, but from what I understand, they tore up the baseball fields with horses and all. It was real wet and all. And
well, that was the party alleged change of route, and I'm glad they didn't get a permit from us to do it because they had debris all over the side of the road from the town limits on. So.
And I went to drink a cup of coffee at JW Food Mart, and one of the residents of Addis told me that he was stopped so long on the highway that he ended up going back home and doing some stuff around the house for about a half hour and came back, and it had just broken loose. The traffic was stopped for like 45 minutes.
Right.
So
couldn't get home.
I'm gonna contact the ladies that came to see me, and I'm gonna debrief with them and make sure they understand why we do what we do. And if you know anybody that got a seismic letter, that with a thing, just tell them to sign it and send it in, not to worry about it. It's nothing. It's just the people, it's, yeah, I mean, it's just to get permission to read the data they collect under the house. It's not a lease, it's not a anything, just sign it.
Man, I got a question, talking about money. I had a lady call me up and wanted the officer over at the lion's den for 4 hours. Wanted the officer over there. I said, no problem, we charge $25 an hour. No problem. She called and canceled out on the lion's den a week before she was supposed to have, supposed to be a sweet 16 part, but she never called up. So my man showed up Saturday, and he called me and said, hey, where's the people at? I said, I don't know, where you at? I'm at the lion's den that there's no party tonight. So I called Mr. Batty.
Yeah.
He said, no, they called me last week and postponed it. And, you know, and I said, okay, nobody called me. So, well, I don't care about taking money, but I think what I'm going to do next time is say, yeah, you bring me $25.
Well,
you want to bring it over to
now,
y'all?
Did Harold Babbitt tell you to furnish somebody, or no, somebody individually called?
The lady having a party took it upon herself.
Yeah.
I know.
If I were you, I'd just tell her that you did to put up a check.
Yeah.
And then after the function is over with, that you'll bill her and give her a check back.
If she puts up $25, well, that'll cover my man coming.
Well, ask her how long the party is. She says
well,
4 hours.
She told me 4 hours.
Tell them to give you a deposit of $100, give them a receipt.
Right.
And that's when you have it. And if they cancel, they come back and say,
y'all don't want
cancel.
To do that. You let y'all to do that? Let,
me? No way. We ain't touching no.
I'm talking about the girl, the women over
no
there.
No way. No. That's a contract between the individual officer and the individual.
I can do that legally. Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think we have in our ordinances that I think you can even use your uniform and unit to do extra duty.
Yeah.
In the town limits.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking, can I take her $100? And if she don't show up, well, I'll give it back to her, except for the $25 or something.
Well, sir, that's an individual agreement between an individual being a policeman and a town. No, we ain't getting involved.
I can do that then. I'm not.
Don't tase him.
I can do that. I just didn't want to do it, and y'all, I know how we are about.
Well, you can. I tell you a good idea. Why don't you let a sheriff's deputy do it, and then you can go and arrest them as they drive up when they drink it. Well, you may kill it on that. You know anybody who does that?
I got a good publicity.
Yeah, you all got a good publicity. All right. Anybody, let's see, remarks, personal privilege, anybody? Yes, sir.
I got one request. If you could send somebody to clean that back ditch between me and Dupree, further back. We keep ours clean.
Yeah.
We keep our, Dupree and I keep ours clean.
All right.
But after it passes my old neighbor, then I won't go further back. Dupree and I both talked about it.
All right.
If you got some secondhand clubbers, you can throw it in
there
too.
I'll talk to Wayne about it
tomorrow. Okay, March 25th at 10:30 a.m. is the program at Bruin Middle School.
But they're on the announcement for next time.
The 100th anniversary of Bruin High School. And the program probably lasts over there until 12:30 or 12:45. Then we'll go to the high school for lunch. And okay.
What time does it start?
10:30 a.m. It's a Sunday morning. That's the only date Bob Lamar could give us to have an event. Things are coming together for that.
Anybody else?
We're coming from CRPC with Addis.
Yes.
That's right. And they're not invited. Mm-hmm. Well, just about everybody in here is here, except Roy. Well, Roy, you're not invited.
That's going to be March the 19th.
Thank you.
Have you done
it? Lines then, right?
But if you want to serve on the planning commission, hey,
conflict of interest.
Roy, you just go to Walmart, get your stick and put hello, my name is Roy on it, and show up and tell them you exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, announcements. Household hazardous material collection day is March 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lewis Moot Multipurpose Center. Kite Fest is March 31st through April 1st at 6 p.m., 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The fire district meeting will be April 9th at 6 p.m. Hopefully we'll have something on the sales tax to talk about then. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7:30, Regina Barrow is going to be here for an open house. I think it'd be nice if we just came out and said hi. And Ms. Bourgeois already talked about high school anniversary. Anybody else? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Ms. Andre, second. Ms. Stolen, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Kim, I got one thing to tell you. It's not hard. It's not a hard one. 7:45.